No.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Turk, for your elaborate introduction. In addition to the statement delivered under the general debate, we have a few comments under this agenda item. Mr. Chair, the current, often protracted crises are as much long-term development as they are about short-term needs. That's why we strongly support measures to increase self-reliance and perspective of refugees. The focus should rightly be on education, economic development, and employability. Given the rise of attention of donors to this topic and the more structural character of this support, coordination between receiving governments, UNHCR, other UN agencies, and donors in this field is essential. The Netherlands is highly committed to improving education for refugees and IDPs in crisis contexts. We support to build capacity to promote integration in national education systems when and where possible. Furthermore, it is important not only to focus on the number of people reached, but also on the quality of education. Mr. Chair, access to secondary education and vocational training programs which focus on employability are essential to increase perspectives of vulnerable youth. Training needs need to be tailored to the needs of the market in order to be effective. To this end, education and the private sector need to be well connected. We need good market analysis as a point of departure for effective training based on reliable data. All too often, these market analyses are still lacking. Governments, businesses, and international partners need to work together to improve this situation. Mr. Chair, we also need to make sure that young people are taught the right methods and instruments to increase their chances in the area of self-employment. This requires a focus not only on technical, but also on entrepreneurial skills. The Netherlands sees the private sector as a crucial partner to improve livelihood in a sustainable way. For all this work, we need a commitment of host countries to create an enabling environment, access to the labor markets, and economic inclusion. It is important that host countries are supported in order to create a framework in which not only their own population, but also refugees have access to residence permits, are permitted to work, and can move around without restrictions. Mr. Chair, children are amongst the most vulnerable of all the people that need protection, especially if they are traveling on their own. We very much support your special measures that you're taking for this group and for other vulnerable persons in need of protection. We also support UNHCR's policy on improving gender equality and combating gender-based discrimination and sexual and gender-based violence. The Netherlands would finally like to know more about the five gender equality commitments and how they will be implemented.